Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jam in as many calls as we can right now. Judy, I'm sorry. I told you to hold over so you can finish your point. That guest went by. I appreciate you doing that. What was your other point you were going to make, Judy?
In Florida? Perfectly okay. Well, I was talking about men in the United States. I really think they need to be handled just a little bit with kid gloves because I think they're afraid for themselves and their families. And I just wanted to say, regarding what Mr. LaRouche was saying, I think one of the most important things for us to realize right now is that we're human beings, but we're forgetting that. I really think because of the entertainment, the drugs, what's being fed to us, what we're drinking, what's flying at us in the air, all of these things are cumulative. But I do think men are fully aware of what's going to be happening to them and their families. And I think they're gravely concerned, but don't know what to really do about it at this point. But I think there are people listening to you, alternative media, and I think there is a push. And the other thing I'd like to say, because I think it's very significant, is that I sent due a couple weeks ago this article about there's a count of the Constitutional Convention. There's 35 states that have signed up for it, and there's 38 that are needed in order to have a convention where basically the people say, okay, Congress, you're not going to be doing your job. We have something to say about it, and we're going to initiate change. So I just wanted to bring that up because it's very real. So
I hear you. I hear you. Very well said. God bless you. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, thanks for holding. You're on the Ukraine. Go ahead.
You know, Alex, when I covered the NATO trial, NATO 3 trial, and they were talking about Molotov cocktails that these three patsies were alleged to use, and the Cook County state's attorneys would have salivated. They would have loved to watch the footage coming out of Kiev, Ukraine, with these neo-Nazi protesters. I mean, let's call a spade. These are some of the protesters in Ukraine. They would have salivated over that footage of them literally making Molotov cocktails and throwing them at the police. Well, you hit the nail on the coffin just a few moments ago when you said, unfortunately, that here in the States, we are pretty much ignorant to what's going on throughout the world geopolitically. Most of the country is unaware of anything, really, that's going on across the world. Now, you also mentioned about the breadbasket of Europe, Eastern Europe, which is Ukraine. Not only is George Soros funding these protests, but the multinationals like Monsanto, who's also funding the protests in Thailand as well. Thailand, a big rice home of Asia. Ukraine, with the bread market. It's amazing. Also, you have John McCain, Senator John McCain, such a freedom lover he is, our beloved senator. About a month ago, he was speaking at the Brookings Institute. And as a journalist, I get so frustrated seeing these events on C-SPAN, wishing I was there. John McCain, a month ago, literally called Alex for a technocracy in Ukraine. Now, we all know how a technocracy has worked in EU nations like Italy. They're already going through anti-EU protests as we speak. You're not going to see that on Western corporate media. But John McCain literally calling for a technocracy in Ukraine while you're seeing on corporate media, oh, these freedom fighters in Kiev, they want to be in the EU. They want more Western influence.
You know, I've forgotten he said that just a little while ago. And for those that don't know, when you hear a technocracy, when they appoint the Italian president or the president of Spain, or not the president of Spain, the president of Greece, it means banker dictatorship out in the open, technocracy, like a robot on the side of your house that price gouges you and spies on all your communications, smart meter. Brain cancer is now called happy time. It's a spin term. You're absolutely right. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
One of the opposition leaders in Ukraine is Vitaly Klitschko, one of the brothers of the famous Klitschko boxing brothers. This guy doesn't know anything about politics. He is ultimately going to be used as the puppet while the technocracy invades Kiev.
But I like boxing. Yeah, more celebrities in government.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joseph Farah, the editor-in-chief over at WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com. He also founded the Western Journalism Center. He ran some of the biggest newspapers in the United States before doing that. Was the first really constitutionalist, libertarian, conservative, proto-Tea Party publication out there. Other than maybe you could say Newsmax, but that was main more mainline Republican and really a trailblazer. He joins us just for the next 25 minutes or so because I wanted to get him on about the persecution of Dinesh D'Souza, the persecution of governors over things that clearly I don't think are illegal. You compare it to what Obama's doing, I mean, it's clearly political persecution by this undoubtedly corrupt Justice Department headed up by Eric Holder. But then we learned that Google told WorldNet Daily that they're not going to let them run their ads anymore because they have articles about, quote, black mobs. It's happening here in Austin, large groups of young black youth beating up white people. It is racial attacks. I mean, if it was a group of white people, it'd be a white mob. So we're seeing the censorship really intensify. I remember Joseph Farah said right before the last election, he said, look, I didn't endorse McCain or Obama last time. I wrote the book, none of the above. I was wrong. because Obama is so bad, he's not a regular Democrat, they're going for it all. And, quote, we're going to be in jail, or they're going to try to put us in jail. We may have to leave the country. He said all this on air. So I wanted to repeat it all in his words. And I'm like, man, it's really that bad, Joseph? And he's like, yeah. Off air, he goes, I'm serious. That's the word. And now you got Matt Drudge tweeting that he's preparing an emergency exit plan, basically, and that you should, too. Most of the big elites have already left the U.S. People that have been part of this takeover have been leaving. This is serious business. You've got mainstream news now saying returning veterans are the main enemy, and they've got mock cities to fight the Tea Party. This is happening. Joseph, let's talk about the political persecution.
All right, but will you indulge me before we get into that to just say one thing that I know you're too modest to allow me to say, but just give me 2 minutes to say that you guys at InfoWars and you, Alex, are really doing an extraordinary public service. I have to tell you, you know, first of all, WND's been around for 17 years, before Newsmax, by the way. But during most of those years, we honestly joke about it at WND, you know, that we were sitting on stories for days, sometimes weeks, big stories. But we knew that nobody else was going to do those stories, so we'd be relaxed about it. Well, you know, in recent years, we have noticed that we've gotten scooped by InfoWars so many times on stories that I think are really important. And specifically, I want to commend you for sticking on this, you know, the ammunition buys by the federal government. I mean, this is how, you know, this is how we find out about these things, because InfoWars is on the case. And recently the thing about the driver's license registration database that they're starting, InfoWars is kicking butt, and I want to hand it to you. And I feel like, you know, for the first time we've got, it sharpens us at WND, because we can't sit around on our hands anymore taking for granted that we're going to have these stories exclusively. And that's a good thing. Competition is a, you know, friendly, healthy competition. That's what you guys are providing, and I think it's made us better for it. So just wanted to say, put that out there. Now, with regard to the topic at hand, you're right. I remember saying those words, and you bring out the best in me, Alex. Sometimes, you know, I need somebody to poke me a little bit on the air to say what I'm really thinking, and you're good at that. But, yeah, what we're seeing today with the, you know, persecution of Dinesh D'Souza, and let's talk about Ben Carson, and, you know, we can get into the Google thing. But, you know, Dinesh D'Souza is a great example, because here's a guy who, you know, was one of the highest-profile Obama critics during the 2012 presidential election year, makes a film that, you know, second highest grossing documentary ever, all about Obama. And, you know, we turn around, and in early 2014, here this guy is getting indicted. This guy is a scholar, you know, gifted, smart guy, written a gazillion books, and he made this movie. And now, let's just say for a moment, he's 100% guilty of the campaign finance charges that he's facing. Let's say he's 100% guilty. You're the president of the United States. You're the attorney general. Do you go and indict this guy on this penny ante charge, knowing what that looks like to the whole nation? It looks like retribution. It looks like payback. And I got to tell you, you know, if you want to get somebody who's involved in politics and who makes political donations, the way the campaign finance laws are written in this country, it's easy to do. You can get anybody who's involved, and every campaign breaks the law or skirts the law because nobody can read all the laws. You know?
And then you've got this famously corrupt Justice Department with Fast and Furious, Benghazi, Solyndra, now sitting in judgment and persecuting people. I mean, it's clearly persecution, and it's very creepy.
That's right. Now, but, you know, a normal president, a normally corrupt president, you know, would look at that and say, you know what, back off on this. This is going to look bad. It's going to look like we're going after our political enemies. They have no self, you know, they don't look at that at all. They're just completely oblivious to that. They don't care. In fact, I believe they're sending a message by indicting Dinesh D'Souza. this is that the guys like you and me and Drudge and, you know, the other new media folks out there who are getting to them, and they want us to be looking over our shoulder all the time. Ben Carson, the guy gives a speech at the National Prayer Breakfast with Obama there. He turns around a couple months later. The IRS is giving him a, you know, a proctological exam, and it's still going on. And, you know, thank goodness he's a man of courage. He's not backing down. He's exposing it. A lot of guys don't want to talk about those things when it's happening to them because they don't want to become pariahs. And here's another thing about this, Alex. When D'Souza got indicted, I personally went and called lots of people I know, people whose names you would all, everyone would recognize. And I said, how come you're not speaking out on this? Because, you know, this is a big deal, what we're seeing happen right now. And you know that a lot of these guys, a lot of people, who they're friends of mine, I don't want to name them, I don't want to embarrass them, a lot of people were afraid to speak out. You know, I don't know the facts, I don't know the details. Come on, details? This is payback, it's political payback, it's so obvious. And a lot of them still have not spoken out.
And that's a test by the authoritarians. Can they start setting people up? Can they start going after folks? And these people that do this that are cowards, so I know you spoke up, Drudge spoke up, I spoke up, many others did, many didn't. It shows they have no instinct. Clearly, he just gave a little extra money, and his friends did, to somebody who he went to college with, and it was in a hard race against the Democrats, and they lost it. But it was out in the open, and bundling's done by everybody. It's kind of like Ken Lay. What he did wasn't illegal, and that was later found to be. I've looked at the law. You know, at best, it's a crooked toenail. That's why they're trying to get him on giving false statements to the FBI, because he might have said something a little different one time, a little different the next time. That's why you can't talk to him, because they always get you for claiming you said something wrong. So the answer is, I'm not talking to you. And the fact that people wouldn't have the instinct to defend the press. Imagine if Bush and his Justice Department, we know Michael Moore, in fact, somebody should do a story on this and look at his donation records. I know he gives big money to the Democrats. We ought to find somebody. He's given more than $3,000 or whatever the max is. And imagine if George W. Bush, Joseph Fair, I want your take on this.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm ranting. Imagine if George W. Bush, 2 years after Fahrenheit 9/11, if he would have had Michael Moore indicted, what would have happened? I mean, I would have come out against Bush.
Well, this is exactly the point I've been trying to make. In fact, I tried to get in touch with Moore just to have him comment on it. What do you think about this? You know, and I wanted to ask the question. I never got to because he didn't want to have anything to do with it. What, you know, let's just put the issue on the other foot. If this happened, what would you have thought? Because I want to, you know, I want to get to the conscience, if they have them, of the liberals who, you know, if the shoe were on the other foot, they would be looking at this and saying, oh my gosh, this is obvious payback. This is obvious political retribution. But they can't see it when it's so obvious with Dinesh D'Souza and Ben Carson and on we could go.
And we know the White House is using regulation and the IRS to harass their enemies. The Democrats are now in the news saying, hey, we want the IRS to shut down our competition. Get in there and do more.
And that was an amazing thing. You know, you know how dumb I am? I didn't figure that out until Pat Cadill made that remark. You know, it hit me like a lightning bolt. I said, of course he's right. What am I thinking? I'm really expecting the Republican establishment to try to protect the Tea Party movement, which is, you know, at their throats. I mean, it's a bigger threat to the Republican establishment than the Democrats are. Well, of course they're going to be okay with it. Why would they have congressional investigations? Why would they, you know, why would they try to get to the bottom of this? They don't like the Tea Party movement any more than the Democrats do.
WND.com, the head guy, Joseph Fair, a true trailblazer in real independent media. One final short segment with him. He's a hard guy to get on. I want to talk about where you think Obama's going, what you think he may try on the other side, and just generally in the world, the good, the bad, and the ugly with the Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily, because I want to, you know, get your take, Joe, just basically on if you think we're going to survive this. It's just getting so crazy. We'll be right back. And then your phone calls after he leaves us and a bunch of news that's breaking I haven't even gotten to that's up on InfoWars.com right now. I'm reading it. Stay with us.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245.
All right, final segment here with Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars. If you just joined us, looking at Obama and his presidency and the precedents it's setting, what are the stakes in your view?
Who was it? Martin Niemoller, who said, you know, first they came for the communists and I didn't speak out and because I was not a communist. And he went down the list of all, and, you know, when there was no, you know, they came for me, but there was no one left to speak out for me. That's kind of where I see us right now. And I'm not, you know, look, I know what everybody's going to say as soon as you say that. Oh, are you comparing the United States to Nazi Germany? Are you comparing Obama to Hitler? No, but if we can't learn the lessons of history, you know, then you know what that means. And I think that's where we are right now, because, you know, we talked about Dinesh D'Souza, Ben Carson, and others like that, and I don't see people out in the streets angry about this, and that's exactly what Niemoller was talking about. Now, where does this lead? You know, we saw Obama tipped his hand long ago, even when he was running for president, and in his first term, you know, he talked about building a civilian national security force that was as powerful and as large as the Defense Department. What did that mean? Now we see him, you know, dismissing hundreds of senior officers in all the branches of the military, generals being purged, and, you know, we see all kinds of, you know, you guys are doing the stories. What is all this ammunition for? For domestic, you know, domestic agencies within the United States.
Giant armored vehicles, drones, they say the main enemy is the Tea Party.
Hollow point bullets, the whole nine yards, right? And then they say the hollow points are for... They say they're for target practice.
Yes.
Who uses hollow points for target practice, right? I mean, it's crazy stuff. Where's it going? I don't know where it's going, Alex, but I do know this, that if the opposition is not united and strong against this, that it will ruin this country. It'll be the end of this country as it has been known, you know, for 230 years.
If he keeps getting away with all these dictatorial power grabs that are historic, do you think there's any danger he might actually try to pull something and stay in, or just put so much evil in place that he leaves and then all of his operatives just keep running things?
Yeah, I think a part of him actually is going to be tired of being president. I think the bigger danger is, you know, laying the groundwork for tyranny that cannot be easily undone when he's gone. You know, with maybe he's going to handpick a successor. I don't know. But whatever it is, we can't let it happen. I mean, we've got to be in strong opposition to this guy. That's the key. Exposing. I mean, when he's out there bragging about using executive orders to legislate, I mean, that ought to be a sign to everybody. Liberals and conservatives alike ought to be saying, what? We have a constitution in this country. That's not what executive orders are for.
And Joseph Farrell, World on Daily, just brought up the key final point. With friends like Karl Rove and John Boehner, who needs enemies? That's really the issue, is that these people are blocking any real resistance.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm starting a super PAC myself here to wage war in 2014 and 2016. And I think the key is, you know, using the tools that others have used, you know, in opposition to real competitive politics, to dominate politics, and use those tools to fight back and neutralize the Karl Rove of the world. That's something we got to do.
The Republican leadership is really scared of the Tea Party. That shows me we have a chance of actually taking over.
It's, you know, sadly, it's probably the only chance we have. There isn't enough time, Alex, as we talked about off the air, to do anything else. We can't start a party from scratch and compete with these, you know, that there's so many advantages this the two parties have structurally in this country. It's, you know, the only shot we have is taking over one or both of the parties. And I, you know, I've always said take them both over. But, you know, the one we have the best shot at right now is the Republican Party. We got to do it. And that's why we named our super PAC Takeover.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, we'll be making some announcements about it shortly. But as usual, InfoWars, Alex Jones gets the scoop. Even from my own mouth.
Joseph Farrell, WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com. We have 30 seconds left. What would you like to leave us off with?
Oh, I'm going to make my TV debut in a few weeks. And it's not on the Alex Jones show, oddly enough. It's on Amish Mafia. You ever watch Amish Mafia?
You know, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I have watched an Amish Mafia episode.
Yeah, well, that's a lighter note. Reality show. That's
hey, you got to have some fun and inject some stuff there. I got a lot of listeners that way, being on some of the cable shows, and they end up coming here. So, all right, well, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, man. God bless.
Hopefully won't be in a federal prison. I don't know. I'll go say my laundry's not clean enough or something. I don't know. Claim I've got a eyebrow that's too long. I don't know.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse99.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse99.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch for free at Reverse99.com. That's Reverse99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to Reverse99.com. Again, that's Reverse99.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want to tell the so-called political elite in every state and county and city to think you're part of the establishment. You're going to lose everything. When systems come down like this, we're going to lose our prosperity. We're going to be like every other country. And this is serious, serious business. I want to go to your phone calls that have been holding on a host of issues, Ukraine, you name it, but now we've got Bloomberg's anti-gun group are attacking the ex-member over confiscation remarks. So Bloomberg's mayors get angry over mayor blowing the whistle on gun confiscation plans. We've got the war on men, 10 ways masculinity is under attack by Paul Joseph Watson. Excellent article that I asked him to write. Cops taser deaf man having diabetic attack. I mean, this is just getting insane. Where somebody's autistic or mentally retarded or in a coma and they taser him. He didn't follow the order. Gee,
he was foaming at the mouth on the ground. And
why don't you go taser like tombstones? Like walk up to the grave and go, rise from the dead. And then no zombie comes out and you go, taser. And then in the threat continuum training, and like taser doesn't do anything. So like firearms, boom, boom, boom. And then call in airstrikes. And then nuke and then blow the whole planet up because, you know, it didn't follow your order. I mean, that's the kind of, gee, we have a guy with Down syndrome who's obviously fallen off this bridge and is rolling around the ground. I saw these videos a year ago. Get up. The person's obviously half unconscious. I said get up. All right, I'm going to taser you. They ought to go into, like, the wards of people that are in vegetable states. Get up and walk. Person's totally brain dead. I said get up and walk. And they're like, cop pulls out a machete and goes, I told you you're tacking bloody chobs out of them. Just, you know. Trendiness. Excuse me, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Raptor Man, you've been holding a long time. So we're just going to get on down to talking to you now. Go ahead.
All right, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. That's a that's a handle from one of my favorite Stanley Kubrick movies.
Yeah, it is. I got a couple of points here. You talked about the UK Global Strategic Trends document 2007 to 2036 earlier, and it's very telling in the program. It's actually Global Strategic Trends Program 2007 to 2036. And if you look at the map contained within the document, it has several things. It has explosions over the Ukraine. It's a symbol of explosion. And there's several threat levels listed at the bottom. One of them is a coastal threat. The entire continent or the entire island of Japan is a coastal threat, along with just the west coast of America, foreshadowing Fukushima. The Gulf of Mexico, coastal threat, foreshadowing.
No, I've seen that map. We need to pull that up and put it back on screen for folks.
Yeah, foreshadowing maybe the Gulf incident, Gulf Coast oil incident there. And also, there's one on Atlantic, and it's noticeable that the coastal threat in California ends at Canada and ends at Mexico. Japan is surrounded. Maybe it foreshadows Fukushima. I don't know. But there's something they want to do in the Atlantic. It doesn't seem to be happening yet, if you look at that. But also in this document, it says the overall, the middle class will be treated particularly harshly by globalization, and that they will react, and that Islamic terrorism will pretty much do the job until about 2020, and then going to react. It's very interesting. Tell your readers to look, or your listeners to look at this map.
Yeah, the easiest way to find it is type in Revolution Flash Mobs Brain Ships. That'll bring them to The Guardian. And then where is the PDF in there? I haven't looked at it in a while.
Yeah, and this is kind of a vacation planner, Alex.
You know what? I'm going to do it. Say it real slow for me, and I'm just going to get it for myself.
Sure.
We wrote a story, too, A Grim Version of the Future, Rebellion Flash Mobs. I bet our article from 2007.
The thing is, DC, Global Strategic Trends Program.
Yeah, I'm going to type it in. I'm going to type it real slow so I can do it. I'm going to get it right now on air. Okay,
yeah, just get that map.
I know. Hold on just a second. I got to type this in. So just, I want you to say each word slowly for me, and I'm going to do it, okay?
Sure.
Go into the first word.
DC.
Huh?
Global Strategic Trends.
Yep.
Program. 2007 to 2036. There's a map about page 17.
Yep. I'm going to pull it up, bro. Sorry, I'm just on air, so I'm just going to get it.
Yeah.
There it is. Keep going, making your points about it.
Yeah, you really don't want to vacation in these areas, I would imagine. Don't plan your vacations around these areas. Look at Africa, completely destroyed.
Well, they got it all planned out, too. I mean, they basically admitted
it. Exactly what they're saying. And they're saying in the document that the middle class is going to be mad and rise up, and we're going to have to put them down, basically. But they never mention why the middle class is going to rise up.
Yep,
it also advises using neutron bombs for population control. In the
Yeah, I know. Guys, I found the document. You can go ahead and punch my screen up. Thank you.
Right there. Very interesting map.
Yeah, I need to
foreshadowing a lot of the events that you talk about addresses a lot of your points. I love your team's work there, Alex. You're doing great.
We're trying the best we can. Yeah, I've covered this report a lot. We should do a nightly news report on this because what's old is new. This is, and there's a government, U.S. government report thing that basically says the same thing. All right, caller, I appreciate you holding to talk about that, buddy. At a certain point, man, it's just like, wow. Because then you find out they're exacerbating the problems so that they can control it. And that's super uncool, as they say. Shindy in Pennsylvania, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. You hear me?
Sure do, ma'am. Thank you.
Hey, do you ever notice that wherever the Skag Hag and McCain, wherever they go, there's trouble that follows them?
Well, no. They're like serious State Department black op commanders. They always have been, and they run around running these operations.
Yeah, and they just continue to do it, and people just keep following them, letting them do it. And I see Washington, D.C. I don't see them as Democrats and Republicans. I see them as a two-headed snake. We need to cut those heads off.
Well, yeah, and then we've got white blood cells trying to go in to heal things with the Tea Party, so it's all under attack by the entire double-headed monster.
If the Tea Party were to rise up now, if they would do one thing and have a massive recall of everybody.
And it's not the Tea Party's even perfect. It's a diverse group of people. It's that it's constitution, common sense, knows about the globalists, knows about the UN, and the globalists do not want that. I mean, it is the only opposition.
Right. But if we had a massive group of people rise up and recall all these idiots in D.C., tell them, come back, we don't want you there.
I hear you, ma'am. I really appreciate your call. Let's talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how are you today?
Pretty good. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were talking about the Ukraine earlier. They had a Fox News pundit. I mean, he was just going crazy that we're not over there just bombing in Ukraine. I mean, that's the way the guy acted. The thing is that most people out here, Alex, I've been for years now, I've been trying to wake people up to the facts around 9/11. I've been trying to wake people up to the facts of geoengineering, things that are going on in the skies above us. Sometimes I think I could set the whole damn atmosphere on fire, Alex, and people wouldn't even notice.
Well, that's because they're poisoned. They're mesmerized. I mean, we're in a science fiction movie here, brother.
Right. So, I mean, you try and talk to someone about Ukraine, which is a pretty complex situation going on in the Ukraine. You can't get people to wake up to 9/11, to the lies that went on there, and people look at you like you're crazy or something.
It is extremely, extremely frustrating to be awake and see other people who aren't awake, and they think you being informed is a bad thing.
Well, I'm putting on a geoengineering seminar here in my local town here. I live in Orange, Texas, right on the border with Louisiana, and we are being sprayed down here just almost constantly now. Every time I get a blue sky, I know it's not going to last, and then by the afternoon, I've got this silvery haze all over the place. It's disgusting, and you try to point it out to people, oh, that's airplanes, you know, and things like this. People are just so dumbed down. Sometimes it is just extremely frustrating. I know I've woken up a few people, and I guess I've done well at doing that, but it is just, you know, what's going to take for the American people to wake up? Are they going to have to be banging down our doors before they
well, they already
up?
Are. They just do it incrementally so people aren't aware of it. I hear you, and God bless you, brother. Let me just say this as best I can to people. They wouldn't be afraid of us as opposition if they didn't have the different mathematical war games and breakdowns to know that it could end up causing them a big problem. If people ever figured out they had power, it'd be over. The average person doesn't get involved because they don't think they have any power. They're very insecure. Even the, you know, executives and people I know that are very wealthy and are incredibly powerful are very insecure and very cloistered. Almost all of them. People are not adventurers. People are just absolutely intimidated by the complexity in the world. And I don't blame them. But if we can continue to expose the globalist agenda, remember just 10 years ago, most people didn't know that the Federal Reserve was private. Now everybody knows that. And 10 years ago, people didn't believe there was a new world order being formed. Now they're like, yeah, it's terrible. On so many issues, people now know it's true. They say, though, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to change that? So we've already gone a long way, and as things get really, really bad, if we lay the groundwork like the globalists have done, they lay it for evil, we lay it for good. If people discover why all this has happened to them, if people discover why things have gotten worse and worse and worse, and how the globalists are organizing things getting worse to consolidate power because they want us poor and easily controllable, then it'll always backfire if we identify the enemy.
We are engaged in an information war. You know, during the Cold War, we did a great job in getting America's message out. After the Berlin Wall fell, we said, okay, fine, enough of that. You know, we've done it. We're done. And unfortunately, we are paying a big price for it. And our private media cannot fill that gap.
That's enough. The American message, do you think what Hollywood and the news puts out is an American message? What, they'll doll up tyranny with some American flags and a model? You are losing the info war, Hillary. So they have George Soros and all the usual suspects launching satellites that will beam stuff in to wherever they want and pushing for censorship here of speech they don't like. You know, they're the biggest supporters of free speech. Of course, they're against yours, though. And they're trying to launch all these quote alternative sites. They're all going to fall on their faces. Look, if the information on this show ends up getting out to people in a big way, and it's starting to happen, there's no way they're going to get away with this stuff, folks. It's just that it's so horrible what we're saying. I don't blame people not wanting to admit it. A scientifically designed technocracy, a dehumanizing grid. A fourth Georgia hospital is closed due to Obamacare payment cuts. Health law impact has only begun. These are decadent elites, is what they are. So sick. No one in Jimmy Kimmel's audience has been able to sign up for Obamacare when he asked them. That's because no one is able to sign up for it. It's all a hoax. The idiots that think they've signed up for it just haven't gotten the word yet. And we've got James O'Keefe has exposed Project Veritas, another scheme to, quote, turn Texas blue through fraud. I mean, it's just incredible. And then you're like, well, I thought the Republicans are bad, too. Yeah, but they're making their move with the Democrats. They don't even want two parties that they control. They want one party. So there's no way to get out of this stuff. It's just a gang of crooks. They don't need to produce things. They need to just take over, and then they run everything. You don't need to become Henry Ford to be a major industrialist. You should get into government and shut down your competition and give yourself all the business. Makes me sick. It's slavery is what it is. Steve in Chicago. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, a little bumper music. I recommend it's Good News Week by Hedgehoppers Anonymous, an RAF dive bomber combo. You know, they would say it's Good News Week. Someone's got to drop some bear, a bomb somewhere and contaminate the atmosphere. I'm not going to go into it. The other one, I think, what's the meaning of the song, It's a Strange, Strange World We Live In, Master Jack? Well, they... You take a current ribbon from out of the sky and taught me how to use it as the years go by to make up all your problems and make them seem people believe, and then to sell them in the people in the street, and it goes on. But the reason why I called up, you were talking about Julia Tymoshenko. Whatever happened to her that was in the Ukraine, they imprisoned her, I guess the KGB did. They wouldn't give her medical care. And she was supposed to go to Germany, and you never hear about it. She was like the president of Ukraine.
I know. They just snatch people off the street now all over Europe. You name it. By the way, McGruff, you just called in under the gnome de plume, Steve. McGruff, the crime dog, gets 16 years for having 1,000 pot plants and a grenade launcher. Now, I know you're the older McGruff, the original McGruff sound guy. Do you know the new McGruff guy this happened to?
No, not personally. No. What, another thing you pointed out about the European Union, the idea, the concept really came from a Pierre Du Bois, and he was a Norman who lived from 1250 to 1312, and he was, he proposed that all the Christian nations of the world unite, the Western European, and that the French king be the leader of it. So that was one of the forerunners. To create a crusade against the Holy Land, you know, because it was taken over.
Well, it is true. The Vatican is a signature to the European Union first event in 1957 in the Treaty of Rome. when they actually set it up. Of course, they didn't admit the EU existed until about 1999. They talk to the public like they're children. I mean, it is just so frustrating to see a group of... The public's about like lobotomized children that have had a high dosage of PCP. Listen, McGruff, in the voice of McGruff, will you tell me that... I want you to talk like Darth Vader, but in the voice of McGruff. I want you to say, we will end this destructive conflict. I want you to say, we will end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
We will end this destructive conflict and bring an end to it.
No. We will end this destructive conflict. Let me actually try to say it. We will end this constructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
And bring order to the galaxy.
And they don't want you to say it in a British accent. When you say it, McGruff, I want you to say, this is McGruff.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say it.
Okay.
Go ahead and say it.
McGruff. Yeah. We'll bring this disorder to an end. We'll create a new world, and it'll be a utopianistic world.
Oh, my gosh. And what is a utopianistic world, McGruff? I got 20 seconds.
Well, there was the king of Bohemia, George Pody Brady. He also hypothesized as an anti-papist movement. He sent an emissary by the name of Leo Rosemittle out to the European courts.
McGruff, I gotta go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here's John Bounds' report. We're premiering on air right now, dealing with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. How informed is the public?
I'm down here on the campus of the University of Texas in Austin. We are asking students
whether or not they know their Bill of Rights.
Can either of you name any of the Bill of Rights?
Most of them. Not under pressure.
Not under pressure.
Do you think it might be important to know the Bill of Rights?
Yeah.
Why?
They're the first 10 amendments to the Constitution.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know the first one? The most important reason why you need to learn them is because your generation may see the last of them. So it's really important that you know what your rights are so that you can do something to hold on to them.
All right.
Thank you. Will you do that for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sir, can you name any of the Bill of Rights?
Not today. Sorry.
He's too cool, man. That guy's so friendly.
I guess America can wait. Ma'am, can you name any of the Bill of Rights?
These people are totally helpless.
The Bill of Rights. The right to... I'm not even going to say it. I'm not always stupid.
This is why the elites take
the right to a fair and speedy trial.
Wow, he got one.
In court recently.
Yeah, exactly. I have experience with that one.
Ma'am, can you name any of the Bill of Rights?
No, these are all too cool. They're all TV heads.
No. The right to bear arms. Right to bear arms? What?
Gentlemen, Bill of Rights, name any of them?
Nothing. Go Canada.
Go Canada. Okay.
They're all ultra cool.
Do you know your Bill of Rights?
He's talking to a mannequin.
Ma'am, Bill of Rights?
I don't know.
The Bill of Rights?
Yeah.
The American Bill of Rights?
No.
Shame on you.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll give you one. Which one? 1 through 10. Just pick one.
5.
5. You have the right to not say anything if you've been incriminated, to zip it until you get a lawyer.
Okay.
Men still do that.
Remember that. It may come in handy. Who knows? It could come in handy in the next 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Number one, freedom of the press.
TV killed everybody. These people aren't even people. They
beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's a beautiful thing being an American.
The life force is gone.
Rights.
They're not even people.
Yeah.
Well, shame on us for not knowing them, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, go revisit.
These are so nice, though. They're so ready to be destroyed.
Bill of Rights. Name any of the Bill of Rights.
I have to go to class.
Yeah, go to class.
Bill of Rights.
I really want to stop and talk to you, but I have to go to class right here.
Yes, very trendy. Can you guys name any of the Bill of Rights? You ever heard of those?
Yes, of course. Love InfoWars, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
First is the freedom of speech. It includes freedom of religion. You also have the freedom against unlawful searches and seizures. 10th Amendment to the all rights not allotted to the federal government should be allowed the states.
Preserve the states or the people,
the
respectively.
States have the power to legislate.
Good job,
their own.
One of our listeners.
Well, whoever's paying for your education, I salute them.
I'm a true organic man. I'm an endangered species.
Can you name any of the Bill of Rights?
Can you remind me what the Bill of Rights is? I really don't think it's an issue for the government to have information, but at the same time, you know, is,
oh my gosh.
You know,
well, how about this?
He thinks the government's inside.
I have the right.
Like, the government's like him.
The government have my information. I have a Fourth Amendment. Okay. Right. I have right to privacy, and whether or not you don't care doesn't matter to me.
That's right,
personally,
dumbass.
I don't want that in my life, and that's my right.
Now, I'm just going to punch him in the nose.
So they have no right to take that away.
Do you want
to
punch him in the nose like I do?
I mean, I can't argue with him. I mean, that's...
The Bill of Rights. America, the Bill of Rights. Can you name any of them?
Look at these sloths.
Are you aware that you're paying for a college education?
The most slothful people are downtown when
I'm
out
there.
Be
very aware, ladies and gentlemen. This next generation coming down the pike doesn't really know their Bill of Rights. That means when it comes time to defend this country or defend themselves, they have no idea what to do.
There'll be more on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.